on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about decluttering and organizing the refrigerator. Do you lose money because your produce goes bad? Did you love your leftovers but forgot about them because your refrigerator was so cluttered? Learn organizing tips and decluttering tips for the fridge as we continue our month focusing on the kitchen.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
I think a lot of times when we think about clutter and organization, the refrigerator is not high on our list. I wanted to share some statistics that I found on moneycrashers.com that might change your mind. Americans waste approximately 100 billion pounds of food each year. This equates to roughly 14% of food purchased in an average household. This breaks down to approximately $500 of wasted food on an annual basis per household. 15% of this waste comes from food unopened and still within its expiration date. On a daily basis, we throw away about 1.5 pounds of food. What are your statistics? If you haven't decluttered and organized your fridge recently, now's a great time. Decluttering. The first thing you want to do is clear that clutter. Pull out everything from your fridge. Now is the time to give it a good scrub and clean. It shouldn't take that long, so don't worry about anything spoiling. Don't forget to clean the coils behind the fridge. After you've cleaned, sort what you have into categories. Whatever makes sense to you. Condiments, leftovers, snacks, etc. Purging. Now that you've separated everything, it is time to purge. If you aren't sure, when in doubt, throw it out. Here are some guidelines to help you in purging. You have no clue what it is. Leftovers, you have no idea how old they are. Rotting produce or anything moldy. It's way past expiration date. Condiments that have a crust. And stuff you're never going to use. Organizing. Once you have purged, it is time to organize your refrigerator. You've created your categories when you sorted. Create areas in the fridge or assign a shelf. You could organize by food type, dairy, condiments, size to efficiently use the space, or by person if you live with roommates. Give each item a place. You will want to return the item to the same place each time you use it. Don't forget that many times you can adjust shelves. Most refrigerators today have pull-out drawers, but you might want to get a Lazy Susan or a caddy for condiments if you use a lot. I encourage you to get glass leftover containers because of the concerns using plastic. Store leftovers in a special section to make sure you use.
Do you declutter and then in no time you find yourself surrounded by clutter again? Have you tried to let go of your clutter but just don't know how? Are you stuck when it comes to releasing clutter? Are Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
If you must, consider labeling all your shelves and areas. Keep lunch making ingredients together so you can grab and quickly make your lunch in the morning. Date and label everything so you know what it is and when you put it in there. Cold air sinks so it collects at the bottom, and in a fridge freezer, the bottom shelves will be the coldest. But in a fridge with an ice making compartment at the top, it will be at the top, so that is where you would want to store dairy and meat. Frost-free refrigerators circulate the air and have much more even temperature distribution. After you've done all of this within the fridge, repeat the process with the freezer. Remember, freezing only slows down spoilage. It doesn't prevent it. So purge if you've had things there for a long time or don't know what they are. In the future, take the time to label and date everything. Green tips. Here are some green tips for your fridge. Stock it. A full one uses less energy. Every time you open and close the door, the refrigerator re-regulates temperature. If it is stocked with food, less outside air is introduced, therefore less outside air to cool. Don't stuff or the air inside won't circulate. Leave an inch or two between the walls. Don't refrigerate uncovered food. It humidifies the air and makes the motor work harder. Make sure the door closes securely. Here's how to test. Close the door on a dollar bill and see how easily it pulls out. If easily, your door is probably leaking cold air. Get the seal repaired or replaced. Make sure you maintain once you have done your initial declutter and organization. Go through your fridge weekly to get rid of anything rotting and to keep it clean. Takeaways from today's podcast. After emptying everything in the refrigerator, take the time to give it a good head-to-toe scrub. Don't forget to clean the coils on the back. When in doubt, throw it out. Purge what is unknown, moldy, crusty, or rotting. Don't put your health at risk. Create areas in the fridge or assign a shelf. You could organize by food type, dairy and condiments, size to efficiently use the space, or if you live with roommates, by person. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.